Hey yo, J-Ho! You know what it is? You know who the fuck it is?
Yeah. Get a chance, nigga, fucking faggot.
I do more than talk, and I motherfucking walk that blue Yankee cat back.
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. You know who it is. You know what it is. J-Ho the Prince, a.k.a. Rio. And I got my main guy, Ty. What it do, babe? Bro!
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy, the real deal, Ty, in the building with me. Let's get it, man.
And you already know what it is. Larry Porter from the DM.
Once again, this though. Good.
An anomaly, what it do, baby?
Awesome.
Yo, you in for a special treat? Yeah. Things going on out there. We want to talk about, we want to touch on. But a lot of things are concerning, though, you know? Like, I'm going to go ahead and get right into it. I've seen some things that are very questionable, but the things that I've saw were very questionable for a long time. But I don't think there is a right or wrong answer to what we're about to talk about. And I don't think somebody... I think people have opinions, and I think certain things work, but I think a lot of things don't work. But I think it's customizable. I think it's according to... you and yours. So today's what we're going to be talking about is family. What does modern day parenting look like? And we're going to talk about how parenting was in the old days and if it still has an effect on us today. I think this is very interesting. Don't you think? Woo! Wait! Yeah! No doubt. And how many on here got children?
I do.
I know how to make them.
Awesome.
Facts. Nine facts.
Nah, we promote contraceptives. Use them.
No doubt.
Amen.
No doubt. So, Terrell's the only one that have any children out there. And you hear that, ladies? You can start a family with real deal.
Oh, nah. Don't even put that in their heads, because some of these girls ain't even or having a fucking dog with, you know?
Yeah. He got him off.
We can't even get a pet spider or a snake. Like,
what?
Doing too much.
They can't get a pet rock.
Nah, son. What they gonna do? They gonna throw the rock or something.
God damn it, ladies. You need to impress more. We don't believe you.
You need more people. For real, though.
What about if they want to buy your sperm? Would you let them?
Say what?
What?
Say what?
What if they want to buy your sperm? Would you let them?
Wow.
Nah.
Why not?
You said buy your what now?
Buy your sperm.
Oh, buy my sperm? Oh,
thank you, anomaly.
Nah, like, I mean... I that's funny that you asked that because I've actually been, like, you know, asked about that. But right now, I'm going to say no. But, you know, I understand sometimes people do it, you know, not only for the money, but you just want to help people out. But, like, I don't know. That's kind of different, though, because it's like I can't – me personally, I just wouldn't want to, you know, give up my rights to something that I know that, you know, I had created, like, you know, I wouldn't, you know, because I know certain people is like, you know, whether you got a midwife or I don't know what they call them joints, so somebody, a surrogate, I mean, and they just, you know, the surrogate can't have no connection to the child after the baby's born and all
that's
that.
Not always true.
Right.
Not that I'm saying. Not
depending
always.
On how you, depending on how you go through it. Like, if you know the people and you, they say they want you to be a part of it, are you more willing then versus going through an agency where you can't have any contact?
And see, that's the thing, like, because it's like, okay, so is Shorty having the baby with me because, you know, her peoples ain't, you know, people who's on her soldier team ain't marching, or I don't know, like.
What about all the all children? Depends,
but I don't want to be.
What about all the children you donated to Kleenex's socks and socks? What about them, real deal? What about them?
That's them. But you know, I just don't want to be a father or know I have a kid out there that you know that
you,
I'm not.
You see.
Yeah, you sock see them babies. Or whatever. Like I just can't see myself, you know, having you know. An extra person or extra me and not being able to, you know, have hands on and really be there for them and teach them things. I don't know.
Especially like let's say you bump into him. That's that nigga look wow. Like me. That's my son, but I can't say that's my son. Because we got a law.
We got a law.
What if your homeboy son look exactly like you?
My homeboy son.
What if that was a situation? Or vice versa. I said it right.
But that's what I'm saying. How my homeboy's son look like me?
Right. What if your son?
You're banging your homeboy's friend.
Yeah.
Oh,
saying
nah, that's a Dubsky.
Right. Right. Or yeah. Vice versa. Yeah. What if your son looked like your homeboy?
And I mean, you can't really blame the son, but me and my homie gonna have to have a conversation. But that's wild though. Like, cause it's funny that you say that, cause I didn't seen or heard about some situations like that. But I know me and my mental space, I can't see that. Like, I'm gonna have to flip on shorty, right?
Son, the example that I've seen that was public was Jim Jones' son. He looked just like Cameron.
Yeah, you see that? That's the only example
I ever seen. Cause I love Dipset, I love them, yo. But he looked exactly like Cameron.
Maybe that's how. It's just funny, like if you care about a nigga, or if you care about
somebody,
you know what I'm saying? Like, dang, he look like Jim. like, oh, dang, he look like Cam.
Like, but he look exactly like him, though.
Like, I mean, but they say if you around somebody, you start to look like them a lot. So, I mean,
or if you see them.
Or if you see them and stuff like that, you
that's,
know. And
that's
I'm
called dressing
sure.
like them. Not genetically, DNA. Hey. You morph into them.
Yeah. Hey, yo, nah, the funny shit, right? I seen a meme on Facebook, right? It was about crayons and the real.
Oh yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, the red. It's a two-parter. It's the red crayon came in the house and seen the yellow crayon. Like looked at the bed, and the bed. The wife was the yellow crayon, and she had marks all on the headboard and shit. she was like, "Honey, you here early?" He's like, "Uh-huh." He was looking at her, and he was like, "Why you got the marks on the headboard?" Because she was, you know, it looked like having sex. So then she was pregnant on the second part, and red crayon was like, the baby came out green.
Wow.
The baby came out green. He was calling his homeboy, and his homeboy is blue.
Right.
And he was calling
stay out the crayon
like,
box.
Yeah, he's calling his homeboy like, "Yo, where you was at, such and such?" He said, "Why?" And then he was like, "What color?" Because he was like, "Great, what is it? Green and red. The green and the blue
and
yellow make
something like that." Yeah.
No.
Yellow and green.
Yeah,
that's just crazy. Yellow and blue make green. It's just funny. Yo. If you see on Facebook,
nah, that's not funny. That's not funny.
Blue about to get hit up.
Like it's gonna be no more colors. Not, blue is gone. Like there's never gonna be a blue again. Like,
never gonna be a blue.
Blue Nipsey blue.
Hey, bro, listen.
None of that.
All of it is gone.
What are we gonna do now? But yo, check this out though.
The sky gonna be red from now on.
Oh my god, Bloody Mary. But that ties into how we are being led as a generation, as children. You know what I'm saying? Because if you look at that, those situations like that breeds situations for children to grow up in situations and environments where there's lack of discipline, lack of growth, lack of love, and then it turns into, you know, saying little monsters turn into big beasts. You know what I'm saying? So just like, yo, it's situational. So how would you compare old parenting to new school modern parenting? Because you know that they say in modern times, they like, you can't beat your children, right? You can't, you can't be mean to them or beat them, and you can get DSS called on you, right? Or you can get the police called, or children can call people on you. If they get in punishment or get a beating, oh, you going to jail, mommy. Daddy, you slap me? Ooh, you going to jail more. You know what I'm saying? Like, or some people just be like, mommy, period, because there is no dad, you know? And
facts.
Yeah, all the way facts. So, but if you look at generations like us, where parenting was a little aggressive, not a little bit, was very aggressive, but it changed people. You know what I'm saying? You had manners. I ain't saying that violence is the key, but you know what they say. You sped a rod, you spoiled a child. Now I was thinking like, damn, you think they getting beat with the rod? That's a pole. That's a stick. Like, that's way crazy. So that's, it made me think, like, yo, yeah. But if you look at other countries and other places, discipline and high regard to parenting is a must. Because you are the first step into breeding the next generation. It's your fault.
True. You see what I'm saying?
So it's just like, what do you say to that anomaly, being a woman with children and having them to grow up? What are some of the parenting techniques that were done for you that you also now do for your child, or you don't? Talk to me.
Well, my child, the first thing I learned before I even had my child, my sister has two girls older, and the first thing that I learned is you have to parent the child differently, in the sense that one of my nieces is very quiet to herself, and that's what she likes. The other one is very outgoing and social, and you can't parent them the same. Yes, they have the same parents, but they have very different personalities. Even identical twins have different DNA, but you can't parent them the same. So for one, the quiet one, my sister made it a point to make sure that she actually gets out and be social. The other one, it's more of, I need to keep my eye on you, have that conversation with you, keep you close so I know what's going on, so you feel comfortable coming to me when you out there or you have that situation where you don't feel like you can talk to anybody, you can come to me, because you can't squander her, you can't make her personality lower than what it is, you can't contain it, because that's just going to make her act out more. Right. You can't say, well, your sister's like this, why aren't you like that? That's the first step in telling that child, I don't like who you are. Mm. No, you have to parent that child the way that child is, the way that child understands. It's just like I speak to people in ways that I feel like they can understand, because it's quicker. It gets the point across a lot quicker versus trying to go all the way around the world to explain something. So with my child, he is a very active child, so I try to make sure that we stay active, we do active things, and with discipline, what I find works for him is taking things away that he loves, like his phone. He doesn't get his phone during the week at all, because why? He's in school. If the teacher needs him to bring it to school for internet, that's when he can take it to school. But other than that, me and him, we are close. I talk to him about everything, anything, so that he knows he can come to me about anything and everything. He's still learning about believing that, but I mean, he's only 10.
Right.
That's into that, I want to say, as far as the, you know, I know you take things away, but what about when they're asking why? Like, can you get too many whys? Can you be questioned? Like if he said,
my son didn't go,
why I
gotta
turn the TV off?
No, my son never went through the why stage, and now he doesn't go through that, because he understands why I'm taking it away. It's not like, give me your phone for no reason. It's, understood that my phone is being taken away from for this reason. Like during the week, he knows he does not focus on his homework or doing what he's supposed to do when he has his phone. It's tick. If I let him have his phone, it's TikTok from sun up to sundown, and that's not how my house is ran. So it's understood that you do what you have to do, and that's one of the big things that I tell him is you do what you have to do before you do what you want to do, because no matter how much you do what you want to do, that have to do stuff is always going to be there. You take care of that, then you have time to enjoy the stuff that you want to.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. So what about, have you had that talk with your son yet? The quote unquote.
Which one?
The birds and the bees.
And the bees.
That talk
and the mosquitoes.
I've had that talk with him. Yes, I've had that talk with him. I've had a talk with him. We touched on it very young, because now you have to worry about, you probably had to worry about it when we were kids, but it wasn't in your face when we were kids. But going to somebody's house and somebody's parent, uncle, family member touching you. So we've had that talk very early on. And as far as the sex talk, yes, we've had that as well. Of course, he wasn't comfortable with it, and I answered questions that he had and gave him the basic science of it, because that's how I operate. And he knows he can come to me, he can come to his father, he can talk to us no matter what the situation is. He's more worried about what we're going to react based on how other parents react to their kids.
Got you. How did that conversation go? Because we have children too, so I would like to know, how did you present it to your son?
He's going to hate me for this, but he doesn't listen to the show.
I would hope not.
I make it a point not to. But one summer, he was at his dad's, because he goes to his dad's over the summer, and he had his dad's phone, and his dad's phone rung, and he gave it back to his dad, and his dad took the call, and after he got off the phone, your phone goes back to whatever it was on, and my beautiful son was Googling lesbian titties.
Oh, yeah.
He has an older cousin that he hangs out with over the summertime. So he gets introduced to it. And every time he comes back, I'm like, okay, so what'd you get introduced to this time? And so he'll tell me, and I'm like, okay, so what do you think? I'm like, okay, so what do you think about this?
Hold on. Wait a second. Rewind that. Y'all go back to, what was he introduced this time? And what did he be like? I was introduced to Big Booty Judy's on New Year's. Right.
No. It's
what's a cream pie, mommy?
No, and that's the thing. He never played video games. My son's never been into video games. He likes to be outside playing. He's an active child.
Oh, yeah.
Video games are not a thing for him.
What?
But it's just a matter of, what were you introduced to? And he'll tell me. I mean, of course, it's not, oh, just full out tell me. But he will be like, because he's, again, concerned about how I'm going to take it, if I'm going to take it like another parent. And I tell him all the time, I am not like your friend's parents. So you can talk to me. I know things are going to happen for you. I can't get mad that they happen. I can just guide you and help your perception be better, to correct to what it should be and should not be. That's what I can do. I mean, because come on, let's get real. When we were kids, we used foul language. We didn't want our parents to know, because, oh my God, we're going to get in trouble. But we still did it. Yes. I don't want my child to use foul language. So, I mean, I know he's going to do it. There's no purpose in me yelling at him for it. It's just like, that's not what we do. That's not how you were raised. I know you're going to use it around your friends, but be respectful around adults, and that is not what you do. So, and just
that's
like,
intriguing.
You know what? I kind of want to hand clap for that.
Yeah, but see, and this is where it comes in, because I don't have no child, but I feel like with me, like, I curse, and I know sometimes it's not the best thing to say, of course, but, right, you know, sometimes that's just what feels right. So, right. I don't want my, like, I don't feel like, of course, like, I guess at, like, 2 years old, and when they, like, their mind is very impressionable, they can't hear too many cuss words, but I feel like once you kind of get to like elementary, maybe, I don't know. And this is coming from, like I said, I'm completely ignorant of having a child and how, you know, you want to do things. But I feel like that transparency should be there. And if you curse and you don't have no real problem with cursing, then I don't really see no problem with my child cursing.
I understand that. My child didn't start using foul language that I know of until this past summer. And every now and then it kind of slips out and I'm like, what did you say? And he's like, nothing. I'm like, I heard what you said. So I said, come on now. It seems like you can't control it. So what? If you feel like you want to say it, no, he can control it. It's just natural. You've been around your, you know, you get around your friends and you behave a certain way versus how you hang around your parents, how you are around your parents. You're like that around everybody. Some people know you as this, some people know you as that. People can only handle you in one aspect. You can't give people too many aspects of you. Try it. It will fail. They will think, oh, that's not who I know. Ooh, what happened to you? Why did you change? That's always what happens. But I'm like, you seem like you can't control it. So do I need to take cussing away from you around your friends too? Because you know better. And he's like, yes, I know better. I'm sorry, Mom.
I mean,
it calms him down. It brings him down because we have that conversation. It's not a conversation of you're in trouble for saying something. I knew you say this.
Like we said, it's no right or wrong answer. So I think it depends on you and your family. I think everything.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't think everything works blanketed across the board. I think you know your child and you know yourself. That's your child and your household and your environment. So you shape the reality of that. So I don't think that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes.
Well, I think the only. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying sometimes people raise little serial killers and don't know it.
I think the only blanketed term that can be applied to child rearing or raising a child is parent that child the way that child is, because it's not going to work. Me and my sister are very different people. So what worked for my sister definitely didn't work for me. My sister is more outgoing than I am. I am more quiet into myself. My mom said at one point that she doesn't have to worry about my sister because eventually my sister will tell you exactly what she's going to do. And she's still that way. But she did say she needed to keep an eye on me because I won't say anything. And I'm still that way. I won't say anything until I feel it's necessary. Why do you need to know the whole process?
What about you, Porter? Like, what do you think about that, what Anomaly is saying?
It's correct, because as a parent, you do have to know your child. Because it's a big difference, because just like my mom and my dad, the situation too, because they had to, my brothers was let off the leash early, well, off the porch early. At that time, you couldn't let boys in the city. It was good to hold them, but my mom always said, like, would she do anything different? Because my brothers was in the streets and stuff. And she would always say, would you do things differently? She said, not really, because either way, she said, the streets was on, let them learn. She said she could have taught them hands on, but still, the streets would have took them. You know what I'm saying? So it just all depends. You got to know your child, because during that time in the city, you can't let if you want your son not to be bullied or not succumb to certain things, you had to try to let them learn on their own. And if they was a tough boy, you got to let them learn. And if not, it's just, they're just gonna fall behind the wayside. And especially if you're not there all the time, you working doing different things. My dad was on the road, and my mother doing night shift and stuff like that. That's why they took me down south, because they couldn't let the streets just take me, because them not being there, by them have to work. And they working so much for them, for me and my brothers, not be just like them as they growing up. Because a lot of what we see in our success now various is through our kids. If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We try to do better than what our parents done. It just always, we always try to put that in perspective. Like, all right, my mother couldn't get me the G.I. Joe, but I damn sure my child went to G.I. Joe, I'm going to get him there. You know, and
right.
we always try to do more than what our parents done. And sometimes it's sacrifice time and sacrifice that attention that some kids need. So, like, and that's the way we fall off, because some parents don't know their kids, or some parents mm-hmm. just don't want to see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, if your child have a special need, like my son right now, I could say it, like, he have a speech problem right now. We working on it. I jumped on it early, because first, you know, I'm a heavy believer in the high power. So that's first, right. Yeah. I claim it, and then I rebuke it at the same time. Like, I know my son have a problem, but I rebuke it at the same time, because what I'm doing, I'm going to help it, and then I'm not going to use that as a disability for him. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because everything else he do, you know what I'm saying? So, but I had to accept that as for my child, because if not, I do him a gross, a major disservice if I don't accept it and try to jump on it and try to better him for the future. You
That's
know?
Hard
so,
to do, son. Like, yeah, what you're saying yeah. is totally hard to do, because Forrest, you have to, it's your child, and you want nothing for yeah. the best for your child. And then you didn't come up with that synopsis. Doctors told you that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So now you gotta believe, like, oh man, I'm gonna believe in a higher power, or am I gonna believe the quote unquote professionals who do this all the time?
For the check.
For the check.
Yeah.
May I add?
May he add? Right?
See, matter of fact, that's what somebody, I've been talking to a lady, and she's like, you know, your son get a check for that. Why would I want to check with
Damn.
You?
Yes, sir.
I hate to even ask. What nationality? Don't even say it.
It was rhetorical.
Rhetorical.
We got to. That's where.
You know your the son families, get a check.
Yeah, get a check. That's where black families, white families, even Hispanics now. Like, we start to. You know what I'm saying? That's where. We didn't know that. And then once we found out, we hated our child's world, because. You know, sometimes on certain stipulations, when they get that check, they can't work no way when they get older.
Right,
they,
you can't do shit.
That $700 can't do nothing.
No, you know, so. It's like an incentive for you to destroy your child.
Yeah.
Like, so we want him out like of society as an adult.
So yeah, like.
We're going to pay you down, like, for it. The fuck?
They said they're going to turn the short bus to a limo.
Yeah, you can put some 20s on it. Take the window, put 20s on it. You know what I'm saying? But like a number said, you have to know your child. You have to, as a parent, you got to know each one is different too. And
but
working in the financial field too. Cause that's why
the
states.
Go.
That's where
you
had to make estates. You had to make wills, because Definitely. For things of that nature. Because, like, let's say she got 12 kids. Mm. And all of the 12 kids, they good.
Well, she lived in the shoe?
No, but back then, you know, all of my grandma had, both of my sides had 9 kids, you know. But you know, some good with money, some not good, some good with, you know, with fixing up things. So you got to know what each child does, or which each child, what their strength and weaknesses are. Cause you're not, if the nigga he's a gambler, you're not gonna leave your money, your whole livelihood to him.
Oh yeah, I know that. Right.
But you just gotta know your family and stuff, man. Just like your kids as a good parent.
Yeah. What about? I need an example. I want to talk to Anomaly. So what about? As you growing up as a child and your mother parenting, of course, as children, we don't understand their parenting methods. Do you think that your mom's parenting methods raised an exceptional child? This is a two-part question. So the second part of the question would be, has there been any traumatic experience through her parenting methods that stuck with you to this day?
As far as my mom's parenting method, of course, just like all of our parents, they parent us the same way, because that's what they knew. This is, and the life experiences they had, they tried to prepare us for what they knew. And then that's pretty much what you're doing. The stuff that you know, you pass on to your child. And that way you think you're preparing them for a better life through your experiences. My mom, I'm the kind of child that needs to know why. I need to know why, and that's how I process things. The why helps me understand, which is why I like science so much. The why helps me understand and helps me grasp it. Help me grasp it. But that wasn't my mom. It was the basic, because I'm your mother, because I said so. And I'm like, that's not a good argument.
that's the whole black community.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I know, but I mean, I understand. You're my mom, and I'm supposed to do what you say no matter what. But I need to understand. And that was my thing growing up. I need to understand things. I need to understand. And I didn't get that understanding. And so that's what I tried to do with my son. If it helps him to move forward, then I have no problem explaining things to him. And it's not just because I'm your mother, it's because of X, Y, and Z. And my son, thank God, and I know most parents would not like this, but my son likes to negotiate. I call him my little businessman. So
I like that.
I'm like,
I like it. I respect that.
Oh, I cultivate it. So, during the summer, when he comes back from his dad's from the summer, our pool is open. So he'll be like, Mom, can we go to the pool? And I'm like, make me an offer.
What?
And so it's like, I mean, I got things I gotta do too.
Nice.
I mean, I got things I wanna do too. So make it worth my while. He's like, we will only go for 30 minutes. And I'm like, I want you to go back and think about that, because you spend more than 30 minutes in a bathtub and I can't get you out. So go back, make it a better offer for me. And it was a day that looked like it was about to rain. And so he goes, okay, how about if we go to the pool and we will stay until it rains? Now, that's a good deal, because you never know when it's going to rain. I mean, they end up staying in there a lot longer than I wish because it didn't rain, but that was a good deal. He sat down, he thought about his options, what he could and could not do, what he was willing and not willing to do. And he brought that to the table, and I took that deal. And again, I lost because they were in there a lot longer than I wanted them to be, but he gave me a good deal. And that's what I try to make sure he understands, that everything you decide has a pro and a con. If you have to be able to deal with those pros and those cons, everything you do. You might not see it in some things as you do others, but they will be there. Now, part two, is anything that my mom did, does it affect me now? Now, this is just because I don't know if I was hard-headed, if I wasn't listening. I don't know what was clicking in my head, but I remember the worst ass-whooping I ever got.
Was it out the shower?
No.
Was it in the middle of your sleep?
No.
So where did it go from there, then?
It was something not registering in my brain, honestly speaking, because we came... Obviously had a babysitter. My mom's a single mom. I had a babysitter. She picked up. My babysitter gave me something to give to my mom. And my mom gave me a list of things to do when I got home. One of them was to give her that thing. And another one was, I can't remember what the other thing was. But I remember the ass whooping, and I bought her down the other thing, and she's like, what happened to the stuff that I asked you for? I said, you asked me for this. And she was like, no, I also asked you for this, 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 and this. And so I was so confused. I mean, I heard what she said. It didn't process in my brain. So I went back upstairs to my room, came back down, and she's like, had enough of going up and down the stairs and not bringing back the thing that the babysitter gave me. And I mean, even to the point where she even said, bring me what she gave you to give to me.
Yo, hold on. Wait. Has anybody seen Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Yes.
Nah.
You remember that part when they kept sending Baby Groot to go get the Finn?
Yes!
That's you!
That's
you! Give me the shit, man!
Yes! Yes.
Oh, please continue.
It just wouldn't click
please
to me. Yes, it wouldn't click for me, and so she just, like, had enough. I mean, she had a paddle. She broke the paddle on me.
Damn.
She went to a belt. I mean, and eventually I was just upstairs in my room crying, and my sister was like, why don't you just give her what my babysitter told you to give me? And I was like, is that what she wants? And my sister was looking at me like, are you really asking me this? So I just took it to her, and she was like, was that so hard? And I was like, yes.
Yo, but that kind of that makes perfect sense, though. Do you think you still go through that as an adult?
No.
I think so. Do you think so?
Of course you do. No, I don't think I do, because I listen to people. I got to the point where when I speak to people, which is why I don't do well online and things. When I speak to people, I listen to their tone, their body language. I use multiple cues to what's important to them and how they're speaking to me, so I know how to respond to them. So, I mean, I see things differently than people. So somebody can say something to me, and I can tell from what I say whether they're listening to me or not. And if I feel like they're not listening to me, I know there's no purpose of me even talking. I just shut down and just agree, get the conversation over with. Because, I mean, it happens. So you can talk to people any kind of way you want to, but if it's not getting your point across, if they're not listening to you, they're just waiting for a break to talk. That's completely different than not understanding what somebody's saying.
So,
yes.
Did that make you lose respect for your mother, or you looked at her different, or you were just in the, did that change you in any way?
I'm sure it probably did change me anyway, but no, I never lost any kind of respect for my mom. Ever.
She's not listening. Never, anomaly. Ever. You can tell.
You're not going to get another beat.
I'm not worried about that at all.
You're like, I ain't get another beat for you. That wasn't me, buddy. That wasn't me. It was Rio.
No. I'm not trying to get that beat either.
My mom did a lot.
Old school mamas beat everybody, kid.
For real. Don't come outside.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. But no, my mom, single mom, worked two jobs, put herself through school, raised us, made sure we still did our thing as far as getting good grades, going to school, and she did what she had to do. The point where my sister was skipping school in junior high, and of course, my big sister, I want to be like my big sister. I started, my mom was like, okay, enough of that. Bye bye, DC, North Carolina, here we come. And of course, in North Carolina, you need a car to go everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere. It was just like, it was just like lifetime punishment, because now if my mom didn't want to do it, you better find something else to do, because you're not going to make her do anything.
True. What about you, real deal? Both questions. Have your mom her parenting methods, has it had any longing effects on you that you could remember now?
Of course. That's funny you asked that, because I was just thinking about that the other day. But, especially, like, when you say old school versus new school, like, aside from the beatings, because I did get some beatings, but, like...
Yeah, you did.
Right? Talk about it, son. I can't even count them. But when it comes to what my mom taught me, I remember, like, nowadays, like you said, like, with kids, they go to YouTube. Like it's a big difference, like as far as when you say you take your phone too, so that he could do, you know, his homework and he don't have his phone during the week. My mom was kind of similar, like, because I used to, when I was younger, like I used to always want to play this one monster truck game on the computer, and like it was a flight simulator too. Like you remember any I played that game where you could like turn on the plane and everything, you fly and everything. I could never
that shit was hard.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It was a flight simulator game. I don't know the name of it now, but I used to play that joint all the time in the monster truck game. But I remember, like, even this one time, like, it was a vivid night and everything, and I had some homework to do. I don't know if it was math or whatever. And she was just like, you know, I couldn't play the game. I wanted to play the game so bad. and I had homework to do, and I remember just sitting there snotting and crying at the kitchen table. Like, she would not let me move or nothing until I finished my homework. She like, you know what to do, like, but I was just not trying to focus on homework. Like, all I kept thinking about was that monster truck game. But yeah, she would make me like sit there and focus and get shit done, you know, regardless of, you know, sometimes, you know, the pleasures of what I want to partake in. She would make me, you know, focus on what's important at the time. And, you know, that's one of the biggest lessons, you know, as far as just boggling down, you know, like, learned that in college. Like, that's a prime example. You know, a lot of times I didn't go to the club, you know, not because, you know, necessarily sometimes I didn't want to go, even though sometimes I couldn't go because I just didn't want to deal with the drama of what was going on downtown. And that's a different story. But, you know, basically, That was the biggest thing, you know, is as far as buckling down and getting what you want and what you need, you know, before all the pledges of, you know, what's not necessary.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Have your mom ever done anything to you for you to lose respect for her?
Nah, if anything, I gain more respect now because, you know, being a full adult after college and stuff and seeing, you know, what it took to raise two kids, you know, because I damn near can't raise myself. It's like, nah.
No. But nah,
it's different.
It's real out here, though. But it's really real out here, you know, trying to take care of yourself alone. And then, you know, her doing that on her own, raising, you know, two sons and stuff. And I wasn't going to say I'm a bad kid, but I was into some things. I was mischievous versus my little brother. He was more so, you know,
retained. Isn't that the definition of a bad kid?
I mean, but I'm a good kid. It was a bad city. Nah, bad city, good kid. Nah.
Right.
But yeah, man, that's what it was. Appreciate that for real.
No doubt.
Yeah, and like the thing about for me, like I lost both of my parents, so like, and I miss them more because like they're not here to see me raising my kids the same way. Like mine was kind of my mother was super tough. My dad was crazy humble. Like he was from the South. Like they were both in the household, you know what I'm saying? And it was rare at the time because everybody was like, oh, yeah, you got your dad. But my dad was raising my brother. Me and my brother, they have different fathers, so he was raising my brother like he was his. And the crazy, well, there's nothing crazy about it, but the thing about it, like, my brother was so tough on me, son. Like, everything was sports, was working, everything. And, like, one of the worst times he ever, like, got super mad at me. Like, I mean, you probably could say she probably lost respect. I lost, but like, it, matter of fact, it was true. It was one time, bang, I was stealing. She caught me stealing. And it was like, I remember it was some Bart Simpson cards. So you know it was how young I was then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some Bart Simpson cards. And then, I mean, she was, and I didn't get caught. So she seen him in my room. She was like, yo.
And wild out.
Yeah, she was like, you know, I ain't buy you them. Something. But she know, like, and then my mother was good with money. So she was like, yo, I know I ain't giving you no money. Your father didn't give you no money. This ain't your allowance time. Damn. You know what I'm saying? She breaking it down.
Right, they broke it like, down on you, son.
She breaking it down. And like, she know me too. She like, so, the little snacks and everything. Then I was like, you got it, because I was like, you know, I think I was just trying to make us got all your game. You ain't sell none of your games and that. Like, so she was like, yo, you stealing, man. I mean, she was wild. She said, I never anything you had to ask, blah, 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 blah. And as a matter of fact, too, it was another one, like that one, when in school, I remember she told the teacher to paddle me when I came to North Carolina. Yeah, this one paddling was still, like, going crazy. They were paddling.
But you went to a Catholic school or something?
they were paddling. Like, this was regular. This was Matter of fact, this was going to middle school. This was like, this was crazy. I remember she came to my class. I was wilding, like, just joking, playing around, pop locking, doing all that shit. You know, just having fun. I look in the mirror, like, in the door, you know, that little rectangle, that little glass bar. Yeah. Right? I see my mother's face, she's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
She's like, oh, yeah. She said, she like, bet, bitch. Bet.
I see you at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, she like bet. They just like, yo, she spied on me. Like, yeah, she was just like, yeah, I'm probably like, go marry. So then she like, when I first came to North Carolina, yo, I was fighting, doing all that shit. She didn't care because I had a real excuse. Like, yo, they be trying, like, yo, man, they trying to bully me. So she like, all right, fuck that, do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then when she heard the stories from the teacher, she was like, yeah, Larry's a good kid. Like, everybody likes Larry, but Larry got this aggressiveness. Like,
it was you.
Not aggressive, man.
It was you.
like, Larry good. Everybody like it. They made know he wanted to fight everybody. And she was like, oh.
He wanted to fight everybody.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, that's you. God damn, it's you. And then it was one more of a time, like, because my dad, like, my dad was so humble, so this is how my mom used to do it. My mom was like, oh yeah, and then she get to go, he's like, yo, Rebecca, do what you gotta do, and bang, you know what I'm saying? So she let him still be a man, and she still handled it, you know what I'm saying? We knew what the power structure, the power was, you know what I'm saying? He still had the same leeway. It's like my grandmother, and it was trickled down, like old school parenting, new school parenting, like, with the same structure. Like, my grandfather had the last word, my grandmother had the family, but whatever my grandfather said, he was the last to judge, jury, and everything, you know what I'm saying? So whatever my grandmother was the lawyer, the DA, so she bring it to the judge.
No doubt. She's
like, this nigga, they doing this, all right, what you think, Lonnie, what you think we should do? Alright, what you think, Ann? What the state wants you to beat them? Okay. The state said they want to get a beat. No matter what's your defense. Well, I just need to put me in my room. Nah, I think you need a beat. And you're gonna beat them, blah, 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 judge. Bang. And that's how it was. And then put that trickle down, you know what I'm saying? Trickle down.
I love that example, by the way.
Yeah, they was raising each other. You know what I'm saying? And, like, that's the same thing my mother did. The same thing my grandmother, grandfather did. And it was like structure. Like, man, every time, like, I could Sundays, like today, like it's straight cleaning day, son. Like, I can't really. I ain't supposed to get up out of my bed without making it up. You know what I'm saying? So how they should raise. Like, bang. Sundays are straight clean day. If you ain't clean the whole week, Sundays or Saturdays, you put before you step outside. Saturday, you put the clean up side. So then Sunday, you're supposed to be peace, church, peace, yeah. And shut the fuck up until get ready for school in the morning.
I don't hear you folding them sheets, Larry.
And I used to still love to stay outside, man. And that's what my mother used to like. Nah, that was his worst thing. That's how you get not going outside, not being my people, not being out there. And that's how, you know what I'm saying?
You was a city boy?
Yeah, but then when I came down south, it taught me structure. It taught me that humbleness too. And that's why I love it. Like, I used to hate it. And then all my people up north were like, yo, that was the best thing she ever could do for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the best thing. They were like, yo, your mother, because they knew how my brothers in the world. And they were like, yo, She couldn't control them at that time because she was a young mother. My mother had my brother at 16.
Yeah, young mothers.
And then my cousin, that I call my brother, my aunt, had him at like 17. So two sisters having cousins, young, you know what I'm saying? Everybody raising each other, you know what I'm saying? So,
facts.
And it's difficult. It's difficult. And my dad, like my mother even told him, like, your dad saved. You know, like, save you. Like, I was like, we used to talk about this shit. Like, man, save you. Like, a hoe or something. Like, I ain't saving you. Like, I ain't saving you, man. Like, nah, because, you know, the city, he had to take it from the city.
So
a lot of times, these, what sums it up now, like I said earlier, like all our parents wanted more than what each parent, each generation wanted more than what the previous generation had. So now this generation had the best, like, other than what's going on, like the city and stuff, like we were more blacks, more financially better than their parents, their grandparents, their great grandparents before them. So a lot of times they're not appreciative. We don't see them as appreciative,
right,
as we were back then. You know what I'm saying? Well, a lot, and then especially with education, we 10 times smarter than what they were back then.
Right.
No.
But common sense wise.
I'm saying, I'm saying not as in yes, but yeah, like.
What?
We definitely, because it's like, we smarter in a sense of, you know.
See, not common sense. We smarter book sense with what they giving us. But common sense wise, we're not. Like, common sense wise, we don't have the value, the integrity, the ethics that they used to getting up in the morning, like,
you know what?
Working.
I would agree with
Burger King.
Yeah, I'll agree with you both. Here's why. Because you would just need to elaborate on that. Because people would say that, oh yeah, we're smarter because we have technology. But no. And then we would say we're smarter because we have more inventions. More people are intuitive in doing things that we didn't think of before. But
more leeway. They just have more options.
That's just more options. That's it. That is it. Mm. But what Terrell is saying, I mean, you know what? You said it. Why don't you tell us what you meant?
But basically that, like, you know, with between the common sense and book smart, like, I feel like, you know, and this is a conversation I was just having yesterday, like, you know, we smarter and shit, like, as far as, yeah, we know how to work an iPhone, even though the iPhone do every, well, it don't do everything, but, you know, you could put in the calculator, you could do different things that could be useful, you know, how to, you know, be more applicable to, you know, things now. But as far as parents, like, I feel like they still know certain things the same way he was saying, you know, as far as the cards and everything, they can, you know, common sense wise, they can add things up and still be ahead of the game. But, you know, it's different because I also feel like y'all know more information as older heads because you experience things in life more, and it's just a difference between where they were. And Anomaly talking that, like, you know, as far as how they was raised, and they try to, you know, tell us the things that they didn't know or that they knew from when they was raised. But even though the times is changing, it's like, you know, we have more adaptability nowadays, but at the same time, they got the fundamental things that, you know, last longer. And to some, like, would say that, you know, we don't need to, you know what happened before, because I heard that, you know, we don't need to hear what the older heads did because it's like our experience and we gotta learn for ourselves. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, what y'all know as older generation should always give us the information so that, you know, we can move better, even if, you know, it ain't the exact same. A little piece of that information can help us go a long way. But
think about it in school real quick. Back then, each school had a trade, like, you had to learn a trade, like,
wood shop,
automotive, wood shop, you know what I'm saying, like, all of that shit.
Marketing.
Like, yeah, like, one of my best classes, I tell people now, one of my best classes was home ec. For real, like.
I remember when we first made pancakes. It's like, what? Yay!
Yo, I remember Miss Ginn was making us sew, learn how to sew, all that, like, write checks. All I remember this to this day because a lot of times back then, I was like, all right, I just wanted to go into class because the bitches was in there, the girls was in there, like, everybody was in there. like, I'm sitting there with my counselor. What class you want to be in? Where the girls at? What class is the girls at?
Be
in Spanish. With the home ec, though, I was like, damn, man. Because these kids now lacking the home training that we used to get back then. Like, learning how to cook chicken. Learning how to, you know what I'm saying, like, just wash clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Separate colors.
Right, to survive.
For sure.
Yeah, separate colors.
And that's like, the biggest thing.
Yo, that's so effing important. I cannot stress it. Let me tell you why. separating colors is so important.
Sure.
I have
nah,
to.
I need to take note.
Yo, take note. Here is why. Here is why. And I'm going to use a personal example that almost destroyed me. It humbled me in such an aspect that I become the man you've seen today. I was in high school, son, and I just got my gear up from piecing it together through my journey. Because my mom wasn't buying me clothes like that. You know what I'm saying? And then she was like, you a grown-ass man. I'm in the ninth grade. I'm not an adult yet. You know what I'm saying? So she just stopped doing it. So I would get, like, pieces from a homeboy. My uncle would come down here, bless me with a piece. You know what I'm saying? Then I get a jacket, yada, yada, yada. So my wardrobe was kind of turning into something cool. My mom washed clothes one day. She said, I ain't washing your goddamn clothes no more. You need to learn how to do it yourself. Well, okay then. But right now, isn't it your job to take care of me? Go, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is not a choice, Mom. You know what I'm saying? You don't have a choice. Like, why do you keep putting this pressure on me as if this is a pleasure or a privilege that you are taking care of me? This is your legal obligation. Fucking wash my clothes. I didn't say that. But you know what I'm saying? That's what I wanted to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, everything's a privilege. Like, parenting is a privilege. No, you had me. Parenting is a law. Or you'll go to jail. So anyway, so I was in high school. She washed my clothes, right? I was like, okay. Now that I'm saying this out loud, was this on purpose? So she washed all of my clothes. And she put her red clothes in all of my clothes. Like, she didn't separate any colors. So I had, like, grays, whites, you know what I'm saying, blacks. And I was just like, yo.
Over.
My entire wardrobe was pink.
Yup.
Before Cam.
Before, right, before Cam. Doobie. Scooby, Ruby.
Got that 5% tint.
Son, yo, I had this fire-ass guest shirt that had the white. It was white and gray. And then,
I'm mad already.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm tight.
Now, you tight, son. School was tomorrow. What you mean? So I was like, yo. Damn. She said, and go take this to the dryer. And then we didn't have a dryer in the house. We had a washing machine. So I had to take the clothes to the laundromat in the neighborhood. Nah, I won't hang no clothes in the country no more after the experience I had. But
man,
that's another story. That's another real quick segue.
I can only imagine.
Yo, son, it was terrifying. It was fucking terrifying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you that story though. What terrified me? But anyway, so my clothes was pink. All my clothes was pink. Every single article of clothes I had on, except the ones I was wearing, was destroyed. And it had like bleach stains and shit on them. I was like, what the fuck am I gonna do? Like, I'm in high school. Like, come on. She was looking like, well, oh well. Oh well.
Yeah.
Now then I think about it, it could have been on purpose. But then I was thinking like, yo, my entire wardrobe, so I'm doomed. I am doomed. But then luckily I knew how to rap. Because my rapping got me through my awkwardness in school. So I had to rebuild my wardrobe again, you know? And then have the confidence to do so. But this is why I wouldn't hang up clothes in the country no more. I was visiting my brother from Charlotte, you know, and he lived in Dudley. And those of you who don't know who Dudley is, for our listeners, Dudley is a country, a country-wide skate place. Trailers are there as homes.
Yeah.
That's Dudley.
Pigs are there as pets.
Yes, pigs are pets. And then you cannot wake up and smell the roses unless the roses were piles of manure. Well, Dudley, that's Dudley for you. So I was like, we visited him and he had a trailer, whatever, right? So my older brother, I don't know what he thought he had to be a dad at that moment. I really don't know. Because we're not that far apart in age. And then I'm thinking like, damn, with my older brother for the summer, turn up, turn up, turn up. Nah, he turned into somebody different, yo. He was like, I need you to go outside and pull the weeds. I said, what? Pull the weeds? Nigga, you ain't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you mean? What weeds? What yard? What is this? You know what I'm saying? Like, they was like, okay, then we had to wash our clothes. So I washed my clothes. You know what I'm saying? I want to see some girls. So he was like, gonna introduce some girls. So I can't go see some girls with dirty clothes. You see what I'm saying? So it was these sweatpants that I liked. Some Nautica sweatpants I had. My favorite. Hung them outside to dry in the sun, right? Harmless, right? Harmless.
Bye-bye.
I go hours later, because you just can't go get them, because they soaking with water. And water is dripping. It's water there. It's hot outside. It's water. So hours later, I get my clothes. I put them on, get in the car. Me and my older brother roll out, right, to see some bitches. Ladies, I'm sorry for using the word bitches, but it's just what it is right now. Just don't hold me against it, all right? So we went to go see some bitches. And then I started noticing, it felt like my leg was itching, but not itching. It felt like somebody was like gently caressing and tapping on your thigh. And I was like, and then my pocket started moving. And I was like, yo. He was like, what? Chill, nigga, what you doing? I was like, yo, stop the car. And if you ever been in the country, you can't just stop the car. Because why? There are no fucking sidewalks. So if you stop in the car, it's a ditch. It's a ditch and more than likely a church somewhere. So I was like, stop the car, son. Something in my pocket. Yo, it's moving, son. Then he was like, whoa. Then we looked down. It looked like the movie Aliens. You ever seen that when the alien's about to bust out your stomach? That's how it was in my damn pocket, yo. So, I didn't give a fuck, son. He stopped the car in the middle of the road. I hopped out the car, jumped over the ditch, and lo and behold, it was a church parking lot. So I was like, yo, and I just took all my pants. I took my pants off, yo, over the shoes. So I'm in the parking lot, and nothing in my boxes in front of the church, like I'm about to be delivered from a sex demon. Turn and behold, it was two fucking, y'all call it water bugs. No. It was fucking big-ass cockroaches inside of my pocket, and I've been riding around for the last 30 minutes.
Damn.
Where we going, son?
You going back to New York. That's where you're going. I was like, yo. So I'm standing in front of a church with no pants on, looking, shaking out my pants. Son, they fell out like pat, pat. I was like, yo, these big as fuck. I never seen a cockroach that big, bro. And then my brother looking like, oh, that's just another Tuesday. Another fucking Tuesday? Take me home. Wow. I need to go back home. Like, no, I don't like this country shit anymore. But that traumatized me, so I always check my pockets and check my shoes before I put anything on, son. Like, always.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah.
It's crazy.
Moderate.
That was a great story.
Great for you. Shit, that shit still terrifies me to this day. To this day. Don't you know if I see a cockroach in my house, I don't give a fuck what time it is in the night. No one is going back to sleep or we can't rest until he's dead. And sometimes you can't find him without tearing your entire house apart. Like, yo.
Hey, Rio.
Yeah.
Hey, two times you messed me up, I don't hang my stuff up. What if somebody stole my clothes? Me and my brother Clay, we hung them up. Wow. Like, damn. We hung up. They stole like the second, one time we put our clothes out there, our dog, you know, we sat straight dogs around there. So, like, what? Like,
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Yeah, straight dogs in the neighborhood.
What did you say, Larry, yeah, from Baltimore?
I was going to say, I love the dogs, but it was just straight, like. Niggas, yeah, mutts. Niggas have these pitbulls.
He can't say dogs.
Dogs.
Did y'all realize that's what he was trying to say?
So
some dogs.
Dogs around the neighborhood and stuff. I'm like, all right. Cool. Now I got to mess my stuff, son. It's good. And one day, man, I had this Nautica outfit. Nautica outfit. I had this, Pierre, if y'all don't know Pierre Cardin, had a Pierre Cardin jacket.
You had some money.
And I had it outside. My mother was like, yeah, you put it outside. All this sun out here. It basically, we don't need a cut on the drive, make the house hot.
Some old school parenting.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes,
so, I remember that.
Remember, you couldn't run in the house because when they baking cakes, you can't run through the house.
Yeah, but I couldn't find my stuff. So me and my brother looking around like, yeah, we about to terrorize the neighborhood. So, this is our second time. Like, our stuff been getting stolen. So then, you know, we walking around the neighborhood. My brother homeboys came around. Oh, we looking on the ground. We go, one of them look like one of my t-shirts. Right, pick it up. My brother like, that look like one of my pants. Pick it up. It's like, he's like, we walking in the neighborhood picking up all our stuff.
Damn. And then we went to Hansel and Gretel with a hood.
And then we seen like all the dogs, like all of the little dogs and stuff.
Fucking animals. Like the dogs.
Yeah, they had all our stuff, like just everybody's stuff. So anybody stuff that was on the like the hangers. Like, they was getting it, like, me, like, little, like, I bed and all that shit. Man, I was so hot.
Wow.
I was so hot, son. And my mother would have said that, you should have kept checking on it. What? Black parents don't matter.
Fucking black parents.
All dogs eat clothes.
And
shoes, yeah.
That is true, though.
Black parents do not know how to comfort nobody.
You know what? That's so true. And you think, people say, you're right. Here's why you're right. Because they say that when we get beat, it's like a deriving from when slaves used to get beat.
Yeah.
So that's why we get beat so bad when we get in trouble.
Absolute.
And we don't get comforted because slave master don't comfort his slaves.
We got to be so tough.
Learn behavior.
Hey, mom, about to get kidnapped.
Yeah,
I should have been out there.
Right. I told you to be home before the lights came on.
Since your ass in the house somewhere, your ass will be kidnapped. You about to get kidnapped.
Right.
Like,
it's crazy. Boy, it's crazy. But what do you...
Matter of fact, the funny shit when I bought it, with the time I told my man about being robbed, they were like, damn, son, how much money did they get? Oh, I'm okay, guys. I'm okay. How much you think they got? I don't know, man. I'm okay. Well, what kind of gun he got? I don't give a fuck about this.
right. I don't give a fuck. I'm scared now.
When I got robbed, my uncle was like, shouldn't have had your slides on.
Right, shout out to your uncle. Uncle.
Right. Like, yo, you stop wearing the slides outside the house.
Yo, I fuck with your uncle on that one because I have rules. I have a story, but I'm not telling it because I said I'll take it to the grave. But I'm not definitely not sharing it on the air. Fuck it, I am. So,
disclosure? Do we need a disclaimer?
You know what? Yes, we do. Let me do this. This is a disclaimer.
Limited time offer. No purchase necessary. Offer valid at participating locations. Void where prohibited. No animals were harmed during the production of this soundboard. Subject to change without notice. Side effects include dry mouth, occasional pig snort or two, sore stomach, teary eyes, achy jaws, and whatever tingles well. Laughing heart.
All right. So that's a disclaimer. So I'm going to tell this story for all our Wave Nation family and for people to learn from our mistakes. So what Terrell has done, not saying he deserved it, but 10% he did. Here's why the 10% he deserved what happened. He wore slides in probably a questionable area. Are we right or wrong?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, when you think about it, right.
You shouldn't have done that.
Get in the bottom.
Because what are slides? Glorify house slippers, right? Correct. So your feet are exposed. Your feet are exposed in a questionable neighborhood. So I have rules with clothing when you're outside. Slides became very, very popular in headphones. Those two combinations are dangerous to me. You got on a pair of slides and a pair of headphones. What the fuck is going on with your surroundings, sir? So it was when I was dating my girl, but she's now my wife. So I was dating her. You know, you that's the honeymoon. I don't want to say the honeymoon, but that's the stage in life where everything is like first impressions and everything, right? You got to show her like you are it and no one else is. So we was in Baltimore. Already the wrong term. We are in Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? And then everybody in Baltimore, like, they really, they I don't give a fuck level is higher than your average. You see what I'm saying? Porter could attest to that, right, Porter?
Facts.
Facts. So we went to a store, what you would call the YY. And the Wawa is a corner store / deli market. You can get the best sandwiches there.
Fuck.
Best sandwiches.
So my wife, she was my girl at the time. She was like, "Come on, you can wear what you want, what you got on right now." And all I had on was some hooping shorts and a t-shirt and a pair of Adidas and a do-rag. So I was like, "Nah, this is not walking to the corner store attire." You know what I'm saying? She was like, "Come on, you always so paranoid. You always so paranoid," and I am for great reason. She was like, "Come on to the store. What's gonna happen? Like, look at the like. We all right." So I was like, "All right. So if you wore hooping shorts, you know it's nothing to conceal. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just hooping shorts. You only thing you can hide. Your penis print is even bigger in hooping shorts. That's why I think people like wearing them shit. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, yo, it's not like I'm gonna break out into a game or something. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Life is good, right? We go to the store. Everybody is looking at my girl, right? More than what they ever did before. They just looking. I'm like, damn, the disrespect. But if you're walking around with something beautiful, what you expect, right? You can't police the looking, but you don't be too disrespectful. Even the A-Rab man was looking. Stop looking at her. But, okay, whatever. We walk back home. A fucking SUV pull up and stop and like go slop, slow down. They still in the road and we on the sidewalk. And nigga roll down the window. Say, "Hey, yeah, we looking at your girl. What you gonna do about little nigga?" And I was like, yo, this would have never happened if I didn't have on these fucking hooping shorts. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, niggas is disrespectful. And they started laughing and then pulled off. And I'm sick because they disrespected me in front of my girl. I know this may sound cliche, but I believe if your girl doesn't feel protected by you, then she may feel as though, why do I need you? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then nigga just roll up and just ogling her. Like, I ain't there. So I went home, couldn't deal with myself on it. So I went in the closet and I grabbed it, changed my clothes, put my hoodie and my jeans on. And she was like, "What you got?" I said, "I ain't got nothing. I'm just going for a walk. I got a cooler." She said, "I know you got it, Mario. What you got?" I said, "I don't have nothing. Let me go for a walk." She saw what I had because she knew it was there. So I walked the hood and I walked the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for 3 hours and couldn't find them. Like, I couldn't sleep. And like, yo, I was going to commit heinous shit that night. You know what I'm saying? Because it destroyed my, what do you say, ego? Your manhood, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So I walked around with it. Anybody could have got it that night. If somebody would have been like, said something wrong to me, you know what I'm saying? Or accidentally bumped me. Like, I was going to prison if I would have got caught. You know what I'm saying? But why did I put so much emphasis on being disrespected? I think that could be in the black community. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but now they straight up, this, it ain't like, oh yeah, I'm making it up. They straight up disrespect me. Like, I can see what time you be like, I overreacted a little bit. Nah, they jumped out the paddy wagon and disrespected me. So you have to sometimes, like, just take it on the chin. But it is hard, though. You know, it's very hard.
It was hard, yeah. Because they was riding around in the truck. I'm on feet. You know what I'm saying? I'm on foot. Like, what really distance I'm going to cover? That's why it just took so long. And a 3-hour walk just took all the wrath and anger out of me. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, I'm going home. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, that shit really fucked with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was going to commit 2 murders that night. Like, just do it, yo. Like, because I couldn't look in the mirror. I couldn't lay down. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't live with the fact that I was disrespected so bad in front of the person that I love. And, you know what I'm saying? And then, luckily, it really didn't bother her because she knew that them dudes was a-holes. And she know that's the city. The thing is, she didn't want nobody to get hurt. I'm glad she wasn't the ratchet chick. And if we would have had an argument in the future, she just would have brought it up all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ain't say nothing to them niggas when they was in that truck.
Yeah. Oh, there you tough.
Oh, there you tough.
Oh, you tough, right?
Right. Cam wrong voice. Yo, yo, let's get out of here, man. I gotta go.
No, nah, but the best thing is, you know, you got the keeper, and they don't, and you know, you don't go get in trouble over something that's yours, you know.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, moral of the story. Real deal. You said what, Porter?
Glad she wasn't ready, because, like, let's just say she gave them one look or something, or
said
like,
something.
Or gave them like gave them more like.
Like, don't talk to my man like that. Right?
Oh no!
It's over.
Thank you.
Wow.
We, I tell you one thing, it wouldn't be no Wave Nation. I tell you that shit.
Right?
Let's talk about the future, sir. Let's talk about
exactly.
That would go happen.
Local Baltimorean, shot dead. Yeah.
I would just be coming home, sir. I would just be coming home right now.
Right, I just be coming home right now. Yo, you funny, yo. You funny.
I just be, that's how I have to do it today.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Jehu the Prince.
You already know. Your boy Real Deal Tari in the building.
Yeah.
Another one.
Anomaly, what's the hottest shit in these streets?
You already know it's Wave Nation. Why are you even asking?
And Larry Porter for the DMV, my brother, what up?
I'm here, baby. I'm here. Another
awesome. One. Yeah. All right.
There go Porter.
Yeah, you heard that.
No, I should say do.
Yo,
be quick with it.
He's so quick. I think because he'd be having to go like while we were doing it. So,
hell yeah, okay. I experienced that shit, especially when you say having kids now. Cause like just having to see like my homies with kids and shit. And he just had a daughter, and he had to like trying to balance like getting his son showered and making sure his daughter fed and